Terry Schaff is the president of Unicy, one of 10 major processing companies that's lobbying to get Russian seafood kicked out of the United States.
Well, what we would really like is to have Russia lift their embargo of all U.S. seafood products going into Russia. And it seems like we can't just go and ask them to please do that. So one of the best ways to do it is to call for a ban, an embargo on all Russian product coming into the U.S.
They're hoping Alaska's congressional delegation and federal trade officials can make that happen. Russell Smith oversees international fisheries for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He couldn't say whether a ban is something they'd support.
NOAA has focused more on trying to provide our fishermen, our processors, with information about what is happening and trying to help them find other outlets for their product.
But getting clear information has been difficult ever since Russia stopped accepting food shipments from Western nations at the beginning of the month. That move was supposed to protest economic sanctions from the West, which have been piling up ever since Russian troops seized control of Crimea and Ukraine. Tom Enlow, a Unicy executive in Unalaska, says there's at least one loophole.
They will accept a U.S. origin product if it's reprocessed in another country that is not under the ban.
It's not clear how much American seafood is getting into Russia this way, but it's not going unnoticed. The shore-based processors and even the Bering Sea crab fleet that are pressing for an embargo on Russian imports want theirs to be absolute. They want all Russian fish banned in the United States, no matter which countries processed it along the way. Not everyone in Alaska's seafood industry is on board with that plan, though. Glenn Reed is the president of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association.
There's a concern and a desire to have support of interest in the EU and other places beyond our region. And absent that support, some people were less comfortable signing on. I think that's a general consistency. Whether it's a group or an individual company.
Unless Russia changes course, the ban on Western food imports will last until next August. The scale of American seafood exports to Russia can vary from year to year, but in 2013, the market was valued at $83 million. Most of that was from sales of Alaskan salmon roe, otherwise known as red caviar, followed by pollock. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.